We spend hours every day with our passwords, and you know, it's not a good experience. There's a whole lot of clicking going on, memory loss, fatigue, and anger. It's called password hell. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. We're going to devote the next two episodes with how to manage the password monster. Today, I'm going to have some thoughts, and tomorrow, I invite you to listen to my interview with Emmanuel Shalit, the founder of the Dashlane Password Manager. But first, let's dive into password hell. We all have dozens, if not more, of daily passwords that we have to deal with. Amazon, Google, Yahoo, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, you get the drill. And we're told that we need strong passwords with a good combinations of letters, numbers, and symbols that don't make any sense to keep hackers away. And we need different ones for each and every website that we go to. My biggest takeaway from the interview with Shalit is how frequently he wants us to change passwords. His dream is that we not only change them every day, but like every 5 minutes or so. That's clearly not going to be a realistic possibility for us. Shalit's password manager, Dashlane, is software that remembers passwords for us so that we don't have to, and it has a tool to automatically change your passwords with tough, impossible-to-remember ones, but let's be realistic. I use the tool with Shalit sitting next to me, and while it works as advertised, there's still a time element involved. It took about 1 minute or so to update my New York Times password. So changing all my 100 or so passwords hourly just ain't going to happen. He agrees that two-factor authentication is the safest way currently to protect your digital identity. In this method, we log on with our password and then wait for a code to be sent to us, usually via text, for a second login. Security experts like two-factor because hackers go for easy, not tough, and when faced with this, they will just move to another sucker who uses the word password or 123456. But Shalit believes the texts are incredibly easy to hack and recommends the use of an app or email to get the code. He mentions Google Authenticator or Authy, but buyer beware, while two-factor is safer, it's also a major pain. There are times you'll try to log in and won't be able to receive the codes. Whereas I found out when I went to Japan recently and couldn't receive text messages, I cursed two-factor and turned it off immediately. But if I have any takeaway from my meeting with Shalit, it's this: have a different password for every website I go to and change them often. I had been going for like every 3 months, but in this age where we're all getting hacked to death, I'm willing to give his automatic password changer another go-round, maybe every 6 weeks. How about you? How often do you change your passwords? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher and tune in tomorrow to hear my complete interview with Emmanuel Shalit from Dashlane. Thanks for listening, everyone.